and Son Southside Firestone wishes you a happy holiday season. They're located about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Christmas was this ugly sweater.
This ugly sweater.
It makes me look just like Nat King Cole.
He's unforgettable.
All my friends got better things than this ugly sweater.
Ugly, 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 ugly.
Thank you very much, and I'm gonna take it back. You'd better give me the receipt.
You should see this ugly sweater.
Ugly, unattractive, ugly sweater. He looks like crap in his Christmas sweater. Oh, 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 oh. All I got for Christmas was this ugly sweater.
Ugly sweater.
Andy Williams wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole.
He sings Moon River.
Me, I got this sweater. That's way too small for you. Um, 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 um. And I'm gonna take it back. You better give me the receipt.
You should see this ugly sweater.
Ugly, unattractive, ugly sweater. He looks like crap. It's ugly, it's itchy, and it's frightening to children. Merry, 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 Terry Christmas sweater. Merry, 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 Merry Christmas sweater. Merry, merry.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. To radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump set to meet with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel shortly at the NATO summit in the UK.
The White House also says the president will be meeting what it is calling the two percenters. Those are the countries that have already committed 2% of their GDP to defense spending, which is the NATO goal for all countries to hit that by 2024.
Fox's Blake Berman. The president yesterday weighing in again on the impeachment hearings ahead of the first one before the House Judiciary Committee this morning.
The impeachment hoax is going nowhere.
Four witnesses are set to testify, three Democrats and a Republican. Congressional Democrats accuse the president of misusing his power for personal political gain. And California Senator Kamala Harris dropping out of the race for the White House, saying she's still very much in the fight, but her campaign is out of money. America's listening to Fox News.
Traffic light, I'm not stopping. From lane to lane, I am hopping. It's not my concern if you crash and burn. I'm driving with the cell phone in my hand. I don't see people walking. I don't steer while I'm talking. And you could die next if I get a text. I'm driving with the cell phone in my hand. On the highway I am busy yakking. No idea there's other cars around. Behind me there's a pile of quickly stacking. politics quiet down. You could say I'm depriving half my brain while I'm driving, but I'll never hear with this thing in my ear. I'm driving with the cell phone in my hand.
And welcome to 3 Minute Bailey at 6:05.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
It's freezing out there this morning, literally. Well, it's 32 degrees right now out at the airport, so it is freezing. But a nice turnaround today. Sunshine, a little warmer. High temperature up to about 64. Clear, cold again tonight. No freezing weather tonight, but low 37. That's cold enough. Warming trend continues tomorrow. Upper 60s. A dry day. Good bit of sunshine. Friday, showers are likely. And a high temperature in the low 60s. Over the weekend, I think we'll be in the low 60s both Saturday and Sunday. Can't rule out a small shower somewhere in the area on Saturday. I've got the rain chances little under 20%, but a better chance of some spotty showers Sunday. And the main event is that front that arrives Monday night into Tuesday with showers and thunderstorms, and that's got the cold air back behind it. In fact, check out my morning video this morning while it's still around, and see about the Arctic air that is coming in two pieces, apparently, on the horizon. Right now this morning, clear skies, temperature 32 degrees. At 6:05.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
Catch up.
You folks ready for a show?
Yeah, just started.
This is the first time I've ever liked this show.
First time for everything.
It's so funny.
The show is so funny.
There's a first time for everything, son.
It's not the first time.
It is way too early for this, guys.
For what?
For what?
Trying to be funny.
Don't try to be funny.
Can't help it.
It's showtime.
Already? Seems like it got here awfully quickly. Had a nice turnout last night at the pizza place.
Nice. Good deal.
In fact, quite a few first-time listeners coming to our little focus group gathering. Man, I got to tell you, they came up with a pizza that you have to try.
Yeah?
It is a chili dog pizza. And the way they do it and lay it out on the crust, it's just like a chili dog.
I like chili dogs. I like pizza.
Less messy, same taste.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was really good. Along with, they're just so incredibly creative. So we tried and enjoyed it all.
Skip a little bit on your keto.
I had one slice of the chili dog pizza.
I got you.
That was all I had.
It's okay. It's all right.
When I got home, I had a meatball and some Brussels sprouts. I actually got through the whole Thanksgiving weekend in pretty decent shape without, you know, feeling like I just blew 4 or 5 months I've been doing keto.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I got through it without making you know how awful you feel when you've diligently dieted, lost weight, right, and then comes that one day where you just know you...
That's what's happened to me. I worked all year to get where I went, and then I blew it all on Thanksgiving. So that's why I'm not eating this week.
It's a good thing we're young because we burn it off faster.
B-S.
That stupid thing. All right, we've got your local news. Our most electrifying story of the day could be some good news for you. It's all next. 6:08.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Upgraded charges for William Chase Johnson, the 18-year-old accused of shooting and killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. Lowndes County District Attorney Charlotte Tesmer says Johnson's charges have been upgraded to capital murder. He is being held without bond. Montgomery police are investigating an armed robbery Monday night. Police say a man was robbed at gunpoint in the 900 block of Ann Street while trying to sell electronics. The man was not injured. So far, no arrests have been made. And Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson tells us that someone broke into the Macon County Road and Bridge department shop and then set a dump truck on fire. This happened at the shop on Alabama Highway 199. No one was hurt. So far, no arrests have been made. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Only 21 days to Christmas, just 3 weeks till it's here. Go buy something better than the trash that you bought last year.
Keep your office securely connected. Plus, get a reliable guest Wi-Fi network.
Right now, bundle whole business Wi-Fi to your WOW business internet service and save $10. Get seamless coverage and the ability to support hundreds of devices so you can conduct business without interruption. Raise your expectations with WOW whole business Wi-Fi. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts. We will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is the Williams Hill Wake Up at 611.
Success of Frozen 2 comes another icy sequel. Get ready for Titanic 2. James Cameron brings back a timeless classic. Only this time, the Terminator replaces Leonardo DiCaprio.
Come back! Come back! Come back!
I'll be back.
Titanic 2 with an all-new action-packed ending.
Hello! Can anyone hear me?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Titanic 2, because cashing in on sequels is so much easier than being creative.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Pardon me, I have a dog mainlining chicken. Can I get up closer to the board now?
Bailey.
Such a good
Bailey. Deal.
All right, now I hope this is good news for all of us at the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company, you, wherever you happen to work, because in 2019, an all-time record of 76% of companies will be giving out a Christmas bonus of some type. Not a Jelly of the Month Club type bonus, too. Half of companies say they'll give bigger bonuses than last year. 48% will give about the same amount, and 5%... Well, they're going to give them a bonus, but it won't be quite what it was last year. Study found the top four ways people plan on using their Christmas bonus: putting in a pool, I made that up. I just wanted to see if you, I guess.
Putting in who?
Using it on vacation for next year or for holiday shopping or paying off debt. But the good news is there's a 3 out of 4 chance you will get a Christmas bonus. I guess they don't do Christmas bonuses if you work for the government.
No.
Which a rather large portion of our audience does. Good morning, Jay.
Morning.
We're going to have to get him a red hat. Because he's the house fireman, yeah.
I had
to put out fires.
Sorry, while I do this. Wrote a very bad Amazon review yesterday.
Oh, you did?
On my headphones.
Oh.
Here. January 3rd is when I last purchased them.
Mm-hmm.
Lasted less than a year. They just decided not to work.
What kind are they?
Audio Technica.
Oh yeah, they're well known.
They're not bad. I've been a brand loyalist to them forever, and now these are borrowed right now. I've already ordered another pair that'll come in on Friday, but that's ridiculous. How can it not last a year? And it's in perfectly good shape. Look.
Yeah, you know how those have been abused.
You know how these things get all the inside of the head gets all
they're
whatever?
Perfect.
They're fine. They just decided to. They worked that morning with you guys.
Uh-huh.
Went downstairs. A few hours later, I plugged in to record a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Dead.
I got my Cyber Monday printer yesterday.
You said that thing was huge.
God, it's a hoss.
Where are you putting it?
It's in the bedroom on top
in the garage.
I need to use the restroom, Rich. Just push the printer out of the way.
But I had to clear everything off of that dresser. It's on the top of a second dresser in the bedroom. It's where it lives.
What do you think about exercise equipment as a Christmas gift? I'm sending this over to our TV pals to see if it's a good.
I mean, if that's something somebody has on their list that they'd like. Then sure, but do you just up and give somebody exercise equipment without provocation?
What does that say to you?
Yeah, exactly.
That says I haven't seen you in 30 years. You got fat.
Right. So it's like some of our callers are talking about me and my change from 1981 to 2019.
We
got to
get over that guy. You know how many people talked to me about that yesterday?
Really?
Last night at the pizza place.
Yeah.
But I get it. Sometimes people think they're being cute, and
I'm sorry.
I get that too.
From age 25 to now, I did.
Things change.
I have a lot of people on Facebook that follow me from South Florida. They remember me 60 pounds ago.
Right.
What can I do about it? I just want to live. I just want to live. 6:17. Rich has the timeline for December the 4th. Christmas is 3 weeks from today. For crying out loud, I can't believe it. And the lesson today in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, I would like to direct your attention to my friends. I started talking about Christmas with Brian Drury months ago because it's always great to sail into the holiday season knowing you've got that one or two, those two tough people to shop for, out of the way. Because when you're focused on that, you can't engage the rest of the glad tidings of the season. At Brian Jewelry, for 6.5 decades, they have taken many a frustrated person. I don't know what to do. Well, calm down. Let's find out about who you're shopping for. Of course, if they're a football fan, Auburn or Alabama, you have two full showcases of jewelry. Really great merchandise that's dedicated to that. Alone, but maybe you have an idea. It doesn't exist, but they can make it exist. They can make it from scratch. That's what a professional jeweler can do. You can build a watch there if you buy a watch, and they have a great selection of those too. And I do believe they have them for in the school showcases. They take care of it there. They can service, repair, and offer free care and cleaning on anything you purchase for the lifetime you own it. And that's why they're the first choice. People come to Brian Jewelry. It used to be, the jeweler in a small, tiny town. Now Prattville is thriving. People come from all over to take advantage of the quality, price, and service at Brian Jewelry, 7078 East Main in Prattville. Join their club at BrianJewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Still freezing, 32, right?
Yep.
Okay. We've got our first look at the roads with Skipper and then the timeline.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. It is another chilly morning in Dixie, and I'm telling you right now, I hope that heater's working. I hope you're all toasty on your ride in this morning. We have a lot of cars on 65 southbound into Montgomery, I-85 as well into the heart of the city, but we are still a little light traffic-wise at this time of the morning. The Boulevard, we've got a few cars at the lights. 231 still a little sparse, as well as Highway 31 in from Prattville. Just early yet, but boy, it's going to get busy in a bit, and we are going to be here to keep you updated. Any accidents pop up, we'll tell you about them. We have nothing really to report at this time, so buckle up and be safe out there. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, even precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We'll wake you right here. I don't think you got our message. I don't think you got our message. I don't think you got our message. But our message is clear. Oh, sure, you can just ignore us, my friend. We said that it's time to get up. We've made ourselves clear. Stop sleeping, it's time to get up. We said that it's time to get up. You're snoozing and now we're fed up. Get your fat butt in here.
At 6:23 with the timeline for the fourth day of December, 3 weeks to Christmas, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
338th day of the year, 27 days remain on National Cookie Day. Okay, that goes along with the holidays. People are baking cookies, yeah. National Dice Day. No dice. National Sock Day. Now, it's the singular form of sock. So,
do you remember a couple of years ago, we took a picture, gathered mournfully around one sock on the floor?
Yeah, there was one sock. We knew that its brother, sister, missing, whatever,
yeah.
It was missing its partner.
Every load of laundry, I have one missing sock.
Yeah.
And when we go to heaven, I think we'll be reunited with our former pets and our socks.
Our socks, yeah.
Tonight is the Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting, so if you don't get enough Al Roker in your life.
Rockefeller?
Oh. On this date in 1918, President Wilson travels to Europe. He departs Washington on the first European trip by a U.S. president. That's hard to believe. 1952, smog kills thousands in England. It persists for 5 days, leading to the death of 4,000 people. Smog. Now that's a problem in Beijing. It's real.
That was in one of the episodes of The Crown, I think. They talked about that, didn't they?
Smog, yeah, they did.
Because the meteorologist said they were worried about what was coming in.
Right.
And they thought, oh, this is worse than what it is. But everybody said, oh, it's just fog. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's just a little fog.
Right. Did you see the third season?
I watched episode one of the okay. first when her art person was suspected of KGB.
Right, exactly.
Connections.
63 years ago, in 1956, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis recorded together at the Sun Studios in Memphis. The recordings were released 25 years later under the title The Million Dollar Quartet. Now, why they weren't released at the time, I could not tell you. On this date in 65, The Byrds started a three-week run at number one with Turn, Turn, Turn. That's a future song of the day, I forget.
Be easier to mix than what today's was.
I read your emails. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
You should come listen to it after the show at some point.
You had to mix it?
Well, what I have to do is, because of the way that we broadcast the song here, that if I use the version that he sends me, you're only going to get one channel. That channel could be just the vocal, which is very weird to hear, an isolated vocal.
Sure.
Because that's the one I want you to hear. John's isolated vocal on this. It's very strange. Or you're going to hear nothing but the music. And anyway, I couldn't get it. I had to use the copy we had on hand here. But when I mixed that together, it just drowned out John's vocal.
That was the fun part of playing some of that early Beatles when they first introduced
stereo. I just gave away the song. I'm so sorry.
They didn't know what to do with stereo at first. Remember, sometimes the music was on one side and the voice was on the other side. They didn't know how to use stereo. Well, that takes us to our song of the day. And as we mentioned yesterday, it was the first anniversary yesterday of the Beatles. Not the first anniversary. The 1965 anniversary of the Beatles' Rubber Soul album being released. Brian Wilson said it's the inspiration for Pet Sounds. That's pretty high praise. It was under the Christmas tree when I was age 10. I remember that very well. How about side two? Cut on Rubber Soul. Cut 7. Classic John. Better run for your life, little girl.
Well, I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl. I won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man. That's the end of
kind of a disturbing song.
Yeah.
Well, you know that I'm a wicked guy, and I was born with a jealous mind, and I can't spend my whole life trying just to make you toe the line. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man. That's the end, little girl.
Okay, that is a little disturbing. And, of course, today's the 4th of December, so the anniversary of his death is the 8th.
Coming up Sunday.
December 8th, yeah. 1971, Family Affair by Sly and the Family Stone peaks at number one. That's a good song.
I hated that song at first, then I really came to love it.
Yeah,
I thought you meant that really crap-ass TV show.
Oh, God.
Oh, with Brian Keith.
Mr. French!
Mr. Stench. Who is that? Sebastian Cabot.
Yeah.
My name is Buffy.
39 years ago, 1980, 2 months after the death of drummer John Bonham, the remaining members of Led Zeppelin announced that out of respect for their friend, they could no longer carry on as Led Zeppelin. All right. 88, Gary Busey, critically injured in a motorcycle accident. 93 on this date, Frank Zappa died.
Did he lose any teeth in that wreck?
Busey? I don't know.
Because he looks
He looks like he's got
a piano.
Right.
in there.
Somebody found a mold that was a little bit too large, than his mouth, and stuck it in there.
This is the day in 93 Frank Zappa died at the age of 52 of prostate cancer. 96, NASA's first Mars rover launches from Cape Canaveral. Birthdays, Jay-Z is 50. Fred Armisen is 53, former SNL cast member. Marissa Tomei is 55. Gary Rossington, original member, the only remaining original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd, is 68 today. Jeff Bridges is 70. Max Baer, Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies, is 82 today.
I saw a picture of him recently.
Is that right?
At his current age, yeah. It's
dead or alive? Game show host Wink Martindale.
Still alive.
Alive.
He is alive at 86.
Had him on my show once. Right. He's got that big, he's got a face that's got, he was born with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very nice guy.
Who did we have on?
We had Bob Eubanks.
Bob Eubanks. Yeah. That's right.
Of the Newlywed Game and a famous Los Angeles disc jockey, and he brought the Beatles to Los Angeles.
That's who it was.
At the Hollywood Bowl. Dennis Wilson would have had a birthday today. Beach Boy, he died in 83. He would have been 75 today. The only one who actually surfed in the Beach Boys. He brought the idea to Brian, and then Brian started writing those songs.
Yeah, they added more dates to their tour, and I'm thinking, Mike Love, who I knew on a first-name basis mm-hmm. down in Florida in the 80s because they were down there so often,
mm-hmm.
he looked pretty, I mean, the sun really did a number on his skin. His face had a lot of crow's feet and stuff, and so I'm wondering what he looks like today.
Gosh,
not that I'm anything beautiful, okay? I'm not being critical here.
Especially, well, and we're going to lose... the day we lose Brian is going to be a tough day in my life. Tough day. Winter begins in 17 days. We're 21 days. We're 3 weeks from today is Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
27 days till New Year's Eve. 72 days till Valentine's. And spring begins in 88 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. You know, I may nominate myself as rocket scientist.
Oh.
Because there's a prediction of the 10 trendy foods for 2020, and I'm on it. I mean, not me.
The Budel sandwich?
No, but things, choices I've made that have
keto,
worked for me.
Right? Oh.
Well, keto's one.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts are great. There's depending on how you cook them, they're great.
Well, yeah, that is part of it. Now, I just, you know, get the steamable bag, little spray. Margarine or butter and some cricket dust, a little cricket dust, and some seven pepper.
I roast them. I don't do the steaming, but I do roast them.
See, I lead such an incredibly busy, action-packed life that... No, I'm just always in a hurry.
Can't stand these headphones.
Comes for lunch. Sorry. You want to use my crappy ones?
No, it's fine. Your crappy ones? No.
Well, no, they're Sony's. They're like the ones I've on. It's just that the cup on the left side is glued on.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
The glue is dry.
I'll soldier through I mean, Amazon's quick with delivery. It should be showing up by Friday. Maybe tomorrow, if I get lucky, Rich did.
Yeah, they were a day ahead on the computer and on the printer.
Oh, not to bring up bad news for Greg or other Alabama fans, but good news for Auburn fans. Did you see the rankings?
Auburn's above?
Auburn above Alabama?
I thought you were going to talk about Auburn apparently got, and I don't know the guy's name, some incredible recruit that Alabama and LSU wanted.
Now you're having a microphone problem too, Jay.
And
this is a tragedy. Jay's microphone isn't working. So what were you going to do in random facts today?
Yeah, just lots of random facts coming up.
So apparently Auburn got Malzahn said boom. War Eagle.
He's not taking that job at Arkansas then, is he?
I don't think so.
Why would he go there?
I don't think so.
There was rumor.
Arkansas is
because that's where he came from.
Yeah. There was rumor that he might be going back or that, eventually he was going to be able to get out of his contract.
Whenever he beats Alabama,
it all changes.
They give him a raise mm-hmm. and extend his contract.
It's been the bane of Auburn fans for a long time.
Anyway, so some recruit, maybe I can look that up, who Auburn got.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
Here's news about Lewis Long.
Okay, that's fine. I just saw that it's been a long time since Auburn's been ranked above Alabama, is all I'm saying.
A long time.
They can have, years. You know, they're due.
I know. We have an eclipse every once in a while, too. I get it. Not bitter.
Don't look directly at the numbers.
I would imagine that Chad Sasserhanna, some of the team at Lewis Lawn, is just sticking a key in the car, getting ready to go up and open up at 7 o'clock this morning till 4 this afternoon with everything you need to maintain a beautiful yard. With an incredible selection of mowers with their expanded showroom space, they now offer the tractor-style mowers at Lewis Lawn, in addition to the Big Zero Turns from Echo, Exmark, Toro, all the great brand names. They carry the entire Shindawa product line and all the steel products as well. So when you need anything for the maintenance of your home, the professionals use them because they have a full-service department. Somebody was telling me last night they, too, brought a chainsaw there and had it brought to life. If you got something in the shed or garage that hasn't worked, you got everything to gain and nothing to lose. Why not let the expertise of Lewis Lawn restore it? Their number is 244-9191, and they're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig.
That recruit is DT is Lee Hunter. Lee Hunter was the recruit that Auburn got. Number two recruit in Alabama.
William B., we're tight for time here. What you got?
Just real quick. First of all, how's Frisco? I know you had some problems with his legs and everything. Is he good?
I'm pleased to report that Mr. Gubb is getting around well again. CBD products, they work.
Good deal. Now, you were talking about, what was his name, the game show host y'all had on?
Link Martindale?
A while back.
Yeah.
Well, we had Bob Eubanks.
We had Bob Eubanks.
Yeah. I was just going to remind you, you probably remember, do you have that clip of when he... Right at the end of the interview, he had to go because he had to take his cat to Walmart.
No, I threw it away.
Yeah, that was funny. And he got us because we weren't expecting.
No.
I know, that was great. But anyway, good show this morning, as usual.
Thank you, sir.
I got to go. Some of us have to work for a living instead of just entertaining ourselves. So,
have a good day.
Give faith and hope a kiss for us.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
It's chilly this morning with a temperature right at freezing, but sunshine a little warmer today. Nice recovery this afternoon. High around 64. That's a start. That's nice. Clear. Cold again tonight, but not as cold. I don't think we're going to get to freezing. I've got us at overnight low of 37. A warming trend continues tomorrow. Upper 60s. Dry. Good bit of sunshine. Friday, showers are likely with a high temperature in the low 60s. Over the weekend, we'll be in the low 60s. Can't rule out a stray shower Saturday, but most, I think, will stay dry, and a better chance of some spotty showers Sunday. But the main event is that front Monday night into Tuesday that brings showers and thunderstorms before colder air comes in. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Right now this morning, clear skies, 32 degrees, 637.
All right, William B., I found the Bob Eubanks clip. We'll play it after we do our TV check coming up. 637.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and we are beginning to get busy. We have a lot of cars on I-65 southbound out of Elmore County this morning. Prattville, man, it is loading up out there. 85 is doing a good business inbound to the city as well. Things are rolling smoothly through the interchange downtown. We got a lot more cars on the boulevard, and we're beginning to see a few more populate 231 out of Wetumpka and 31 out of Prattville. We have no accidents to report at this time, but if you'll keep it here, we will keep you updated. Buckle up and drive carefully. Get ready for Christmas at Midtown Plaza. Shop Professional, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump set to meet with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel shortly at the NATO summit in the UK.
The White House also says the president will be meeting what it is calling the 2%ers. Those are the countries that have already committed 2% of their GDP to defense spending, which is the NATO goal for all countries to hit that by 2024.
Fox's Blake Berman. The president yesterday weighing in again on the impeachment hearings ahead of the first one before the House Judiciary Committee this morning.
The impeachment hoax is going nowhere.
Four witnesses are set to testify, three Democrats and a Republican. Congressional Democrats accuse the president of misusing his power for personal political gain. And California Senator Kamala Harris dropping out of the race for the White House, saying she's still very much in the fight, but the campaign is out of money. America's listening to Fox News.
It's showtime.
We are on standby now, just waiting for our live connection with CBS 8, ABC 32 on Rising. And our topic today, the 10 most annoying things house guests can do if you have a cousin Eddie coming to visit.
Like, remember when he was unloading his septic tank?
Yeah, I have a sweatshirt that commemorates that moment. It's kind of hard to wear it in family-friendly photos, though. Yeah. Goose gave it to me. That's our movie. We will watch that. At 6:40.
Yeah.
A little Melikaliki Maka.
But, yeah, some of these hit home. You know, you hear somebody while you're trying to sleep, got the TV up too loud. And
can I smoke? Yeah. We don't care if you burn.
Yeah. And you smell, all of a sudden you smell something. Is that a cigarette I'm smelling? Am I smelling a cigarette right now? Wow.
6:41 now.
Who's playing, that
Ringo. He's playing me drums.
Playing me drums.
You got seven.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
If you want to tick off a family member, just show up to their house unannounced over this Christmas season, like Cousin Eddie in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, a survey found the most annoying things house guests do are arriving unannounced, snooping, breaking stuff, leaving a mess, and being too loud.
Yeah, that's, I mean, anybody does that, you'd be upset whether they're announced or unannounced. Yeah, we're going to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. We know you would never do any of these things on this list.
No. I mean,
no, out there in the driveway, that's an RV. And don't you think about trying to buy it from me when we leave here next month.
Cousin Eddie. All right, yeah. Cousin Eddie. I got you. All right.
Yes, and that memorable scene with the hose and the gutter and all that kind of stuff.
But arriving unannounced.
Now, what was full, Greg?
Yeah, what was
my stomach? I'm full.
Okay. But arriving unannounced, that is just, who does that? I mean,
you know, it used to be, even whether it was Christmas time or any time, you could always go to a neighbor's house and say hi. That's the way it was. It was a very social kind of neighborhood. That's why I love Alabama, because Alabama reminds me of the Midwest I grew up in. So. But today, we're all very reluctant.
It's true. I mean, my best friend would live next door. We would text each other before we went over to, you know, hey, can I knock on your door?
I did, however, barge into my next-door neighbor's house Christmas of 1983. It's 25 below zero outside.
I remember
there's
that
two
outbreak.
Feet of snow.
That was the big one.
After Christmas dinner, I was in our basement, and I smelled smoke. I couldn't figure out. My dad said, put your cigarette out. I'm not smoking.
Yeah.
So I went to the back window of the basement, and I looked out, and our next-door neighbor's garage was an inferno with two cars in there. So I go flying out the house. Oh, I ran into the house next door and said, your garage is on fire. Move your cars. I called the fire department. The trucks are on the way. And everybody did exactly what I was told. I must have been very authoritative looking. And then I look in the driveway, and the guy next door that owns the house is staggering towards the garage door, weebling and wobbling, but not falling down. And just as he's about to, I said, that handle is hot. Don't touch that. So I pulled him away. It was a quite, but what I didn't know at the time is that I put big gold Christmas bows on my shoulders while I was cleaning up the wrapping paper.
Right.
So that's what gave me that authoritative look.
By the way, that Christmas he's mentioning was Montgomery's coldest Christmas ever. And that was the year the pipes burst all over town.
Yeah, that happened in Florida, too. The temperature was 27 on Christmas morning, and they had to do rotating brownouts throughout the whole area.
The blue-gray game was on CBS nationwide, and there were about five people in the stands from Montgomery, Alabama. Yeah,
I remember that game. That was one of the few things you could watch on Christmas.
Right.
So that's a good reason. If
you think it was the Bows that gave you authority, or do you think it was the fact that their house was on fire and that's why they listened to you?
I'm not.
I just feel like there are other things.
I'm not all that respectable or authoritative looking like this, but if I put big gold bows on each shoulder, you're going to have a whole new level of respect.
Gold. That would have clarified.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, it was like. It was rank, you know. It was like not just having a bow, but a gold one indicates rank.
The general of
They weren't just playing like silver ones; they were gold.
Right, I thought he had one red, one green, because that's questionable. But if they're gold, then that makes more sense.
I didn't realize it till after my sister was laughing. I thought I was a big hero because I helped save my neighbor, and two cars exploded after I pulled them away from the garage. My sister, who is now a nuclear physicist, was laughing. I said, "What's so funny? I just did a good thing." She says, "Take a look at your shoulders." And then I realized I just, was picking up from the floor. And I thought, well, this is a nice look. Captain Kangaroo.
Just say hi, Jay. Just say one word. Just say one word.
No, the only time I'm coming to your house unannounced is if I found your dog.
Yes.
Or if your house is on fire, but even then, I'm going to assess the situation before I barge in over there and say, just to make sure that it's already taken care of. It's like, oh, they don't need me. They're taken care of. I'm going back inside.
Once again, Jay, you read my mind, because I was like, the moral of the story is still don't show up unannounced unless there's an emergency.
Right.
Yeah.
Still don't come to my house if I haven't invited you.
That's and that goes for family, too.
Oh, boy.
Especially for family.
Right?
All right, guys. That's all the time we got this morning.
Hi, Andrew.
Have a great Wednesday. We'll talk.
Oh, Andrew's there. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, I didn't say anything yet.
Greg, Andrew was here.
Greg, with your story of heroics, I felt like I was in Bedford Falls.
Kids, Mary.
See ya.
There's a fire.
Bye, guys. Have a happy Wednesday.
Bye.
See ya.
If you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
And we
That's a true story.
And oddly enough, that is, I've known you now for years and years and years. First time I've heard that story.
The other part of that unbelievably cold, I mean, wind chills about 80 below Christmas morning. It warmed up to 9 below zero that afternoon.
Right.
My dad needed something. Walgreens was open, so I drove his Buick up there. Went into Walgreens, came back out, and realized I had locked the keys in the car. So I had to make that phone call. Gee, Dad, you're not going to believe what I just did. And I wait for him to come up there. I stayed inside.
That Christmas, I was in Tampa Bay with where my folks lived at the time. And we were playing Frisbee on the beach. Me and my nephew, with shirts off on Christmas Eve. It was warm. It was in the 80s. Wow. And the next day,
dropped.
It's rolling blackouts, as they do in Florida.
Yeah.
And snow flurries in Tampa.
The snow day in Miami, I believe, is January 12th, 1977. The only time they saw snow that far south.
Right.
It is 6:47. We got that Bob Eubanks prank call. We may as well play it because you know what? Most of the showbiz news is stupid.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
I don't know how we got to it, but we were talking about an interview that we did with Bob Eubanks of Newlywed Game fame a couple of years ago and how he pranked us. And it's a fun clip. And William B. kind of indicated he wanted to hear it, so let's do it.
This venue you're going to be at is excellent, by the way, the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. You're really, it's first rate all the way.
Bob, this has been a thrill for us this morning.
Yes.
And again, if we can get you on the air again between now and then, that would be excellent if your schedule permits it. But thank you very much for this morning.
Well, you know, I have to. If I sound a little sad this morning, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
The gardener cut our cat's tail off with a weed whacker.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh,
cuts.
So I've got to take the cat to Walmart. They're the biggest retailers in the country, you see.
Oh.
Wait, what now?
Retailers in the country.
Oh, yeah!
Jesus!
Good God.
Oh, jeez, we're all looking at each
other. Did it sound like we got reeled in there?
Oh, yes. Completely.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Completely.
Well, you know, I think that it's cool because what Bob Eubanks did there was recognize that we respect him. And we're not going to challenge anything he's going to say.
Right, exactly. And he said it's so deadpan.
Yeah, that his cat got his tail cut. And we're just thinking, well,
that's
awful. At first, I'm thinking, Bob, why would you say that? Why would you tell us this? Just keep that to yourself and move on.
What do you think the dirtiest thing on Disney is? We'll find out after this word from Milberg Family Chiropractic from Jay.
Thanks, Greg. I don't know how to seg into that, but yes. Millbrook Family Chiropractic, located in Millbrook. Dr. Jeff Pasley and his team are dedicated to making you feel better. Even to the, I think he even told me, in fact, I need to get back over there and see him, but even telling me, I think they'll even set up a nutrition plan for you as well to get you feeling better. 334-285-8483, or better yet, go online to millbrookchiropractor.com. It's your one-stop shop, basically, not necessarily for chiropractic services, but to get seen by them, because if you're a new patient, everything you need is right there. The location, the hours, and you can fill out all the new patient forms that you've got to constantly fill out. You used to not be able to do this. You used to have to go to the doctor, sit there with a clipboard, and write all that stuff out. You can still do that if you want, but you can also make it much more easier for you by going to millbrookchiropractor.com. They are located in Millbrook, and they are there for you 5 days a week. Just check them out, millbrookchiropractor.com, and also on Facebook, Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
All right, Disney Plus, we've been talking about that for a few weeks now, and a website called The Ringer recruited the infamous Mr. Skin.
Okay.
Friends tell me that's a guy that collects any nudity off TV or movies, and I think it's a pay site. But this is how squeaky clean Disney is. You know, they own the Star Wars stuff, so they listed Femi Taylor as Ula in Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Because she was one of Jabba the Hutt's slave girls.
Right.
And wore a skimpy mesh top.
Yeah.
Arousing nerds all across the world.
But she wasn't naked.
No, she had pasties.
Yeah.
Pasties, what a stupid word. There is a... Have you heard about the story about the Little Mermaid?
No.
In the wedding scene? Look for the bishop's knee. You decide what it looks like. But that was not done.
So what did Disney do? They took that away?
No. Actually, the version of the movie on Disney Plus does not have the bishop's knee in it. They removed it because it looked like something else.
Oh.
Slightly above and to the left of the knee.
I see.
Or right. In The Lion King, they removed the dust cloud that supposedly spelled out the word sex.
Right.
But it was actually SFX. But they I guess they don't want any controversy at all. Wholesome, family-friendly, entertainment. Propertainment, let's call it that. We won't get into it now because of time considerations, but I've got a list of the 40 best sports quotes of all time. There's some pretty good stuff on there. Adam Sandler just got his very first serious consideration for an acting award for the thriller Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems, yeah.
And since it's not an award that gets a lot of attention from the National Board of Review, but oftentimes actors or films that get recognition here go on to get Tony, Oscar, all that kind of
Adam
stuff.
Adam Sandler, when he wants to act, when he actually wants to legitimately put some emotion into his roles, he can do very well with it. Punch Drunk Love was fantastic. There was another one called Rain Over Me.
How about Ray Romano? No, everybody loves Ray.
Ray Romano.
From in the Irishman.
He's been in a couple of serious roles that have been really, really good.
I didn't watch Everybody Loves Raymond while it was on, but I've been watching it some lately. And the episode where his mother backs the car into the house is absolutely hysterical.
Is Peter Boyle the best ever?
Yeah, it is. It's like, and it's kind of cool because I didn't watch it while it was on, not for any particular reason. I just stopped watching primetime TV. It's kind of fun to have something like that show up later and say, wow, I've got 150 episodes of something I can watch here.
That's right.
Jar Jar Binks is returning to Star Wars.
No! You're kidding!
The guy who played Jar Jar is going to host a competition series for Disney Plus called Star Wars.
Oh.
Jedi Temple Challenge.
He's okay.
Yeah. Hey, you're going to love this. Guess who's on? Jimmy Fallon tonight. Elizabeth Warren. Hide your money, Jimmy. And later, if we have time, we'll get into the 100 best albums of the 2010s. How many years ago did Casey Kasem die? It's been a while, right?
Oh, yeah.
Couple years.
Casey Kasem. Now his kids have settled the lawsuit with his widow out of court.
I can't figure out if you're sounding like Casey Kasem or Carol Channing.
Please lean in the Casey Kasem direction.
I'll try.
Give me the benefit of the doubt.
When you go long with it, it becomes Carol Channing.
I'm Casey Kasem. Now it's time to talk about a dog.
Yeesh.
The never-ending Lynyrd Skynyrd farewell tour has added yet another leg, and the Beach Boys, as I mentioned earlier, they're announcing more concert dates as well. And Deep Purple just recorded a new album that will get very little airplay. See what he did there? See what that's what makes him
adorable.
Absolutely. Carnage, that's the word that we coined on the show for what happens to your car when you're in a wreck. And it's a sickening and then a very aggravating process once you get over the initial shock of impact and see your car all crumpled up and know that you now have to deal with the repair bureaucracy, insurance adjusters, estimates. The one thing you don't have to think about, even hesitate on, is where it's going to get fixed. That's Montgomery Paint and Body. One of America's largest insurance companies. I'll give you a hint. It's not the one with the emu, okay? But it's one that you've known pretty much your whole life. They went to Montgomery Paint and Body and videotaped their processes to show others. This is how you do it. You don't skip any steps. I watched Donnie Turner get on the cement under my car to check the battery connections when my hybrid got rear-ended a few years ago. And you know what? It didn't need to be fixed, but he said you ought to turn it in. That's how I went to Jack Ingram and got the Rogue. Because Donnie knows, I mean, not just about repairing cars, but the automobile business in general. He's got a lot of expertise. But they're very thorough. I've had some cosmetic work done. I had a couple of little mailbox incidents and stuff. There was some, I wouldn't call it carnage, just some mild wounds. So when you need your car fixed, take it to a place that's going to return it to you like showroom new. Good as new, maybe better. Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Rec with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Seriously the best.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Fox News 2, Random Facts, coming up next hour with Jay.
Well, good morning. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. The boulevard around the city is beginning to fill up just a little bit. We're seeing some bunching up at the lights. I-65 and 85, a steady stream of cars out of Prattville on 65 southbound and headed into Montgomery on I-85 to the Merge downtown. Merge is looking good, and we are seeing a few cars on the 31s headed into town now. We are building, and it's going to get very busy over the next hour. Please buckle up, drive carefully, and don't text and drive. We have no accidents to report for you right now. Say yes to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Say yes to quality used cars. Say yes to lower prices. Say yes to lower payments. It's all about yes at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook.